Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about self-expression, communication, and getting the word out. So jump on, see where it goes. Oh, and have a good time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, June 12th, 2010. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live from Salon 804 in Harlem, USA. On today's show, we're all about sisters and summer hair. As of late, hair and hair care has become an extremely diverse issue that we must deal with. Just like we have in the greening of America, hair is turning green as well. There are so many factors that come into play when we decide to venture into a salon, and today we are going to learn about the science behind the artistry of those beautiful styles that grace the pages of fashion magazines and the streets of any urban city. Our special guest will be Lashina Richardson, and we will also have Violet DaCosta calling in as well. Salon 804 is owned by Rochelle Mosley in the heart of Harlem, USA, New York City. The address is 2372 7th Avenue in New York. That's Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, correct? Yes. It's also called Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. The vibe is so exciting and energetic here. It's like poetry in motion, just watching the people go about their business. You've got to be out here to see it. Today, we're going to spend time with Lashina Richardson, also known as Lucy. Lucy is a native New Yorker, originally from the Bronx. She has training from some highly respected programs like Mazzani, Paul Mitchell, and Don Amico. She's done makeovers on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and she has been the stylist behind those sharp shortcuts that Anita Baker so elegantly sports. She's also the lead stylist for wedding parties, celebrity and model photo shoots. Now, Violet DaCosta, who will be calling in a little bit later, has more than 20 years' experience in the beauty industry. She's presently the East Coast Regional Educator for Rene Futuria, a premier hair care brand, and has been interviewed and quoted in Elle, Cosmo, Allure, and iVillage. I would first like to thank both of you for joining us today on the show. Before I begin, for any of my listeners who have questions, please do not hesitate to call. The number is 347-637-2319 and press 1. That's 347-637-2319. Okay. Now, hello, my dear Lucy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great today.
That's great. I am so glad you can take a minute because you are really busy. It's so busy out there. We had to step into a little side room just so that I can pull a couple of minutes of her time. Okay. Now, about 2 weeks ago, everybody was talking about Janet Jackson's haircut.
Right.
Oh, her new hair. What new trends are going on out there as far as hair is concerned?
New trends are more so the old trends. They're kind of retro, the asymmetric, the very short to very long, the swing bob, the pixies, the Halle Berry with rabbit ears. very short and spiky because summertime, you know, trying to get your body right, so you're going to the gym or you're going to the pool or to the beach or you're vacationing, and you would really like easy, low-maintenance hair. So those two hairstyles are pretty much that.
Okay. Low-maintenance.
Yes.
Low-maintenance.
Yes.
I don't think any of those short haircuts are low-maintenance. I didn't get high-maintenance, if you ask me.
They really aren't. If your hair is nicely tapered in the back, all you have to do is tie it down, like the Auntie Mama way.
You know where Auntie Mama
is?
Exactly. Okay.
And just leave the top out and wear, have a satin pillowcase to sleep with,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be great in the morning.
Now, what if you have a husband or a boyfriend?
If you haven't seen you like that, then
yes.
said something wrong.
Okay, so if you want to look outside, you're not going to look good inside.
I mean, depends on who's looking.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now, you have the cut, and it's fresh when you walk out that door and everything. But when you get home and you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning, it don't look like it did when you came out the shop. Now, how do you keep that dew so fresh?
A few of my clients, they actually do look like they came out the shop the next week. But
really?
A few of them that don't. There are a few maintenance requirements, like I said before, the satin pillowcase, a satin or a nylon star. Don't shower with the shower very, very hot. If you do, leave the door open of the bathroom. Also, you can purchase wrap strips where you can just lay the paper part down before you get in the shower, wrap it up, and then by the time you get dressed, it'll be dry and just enough to top and that's it.
Okay. Now, the other thing wrapping doesn't seem to work for me.
Wrapping actually does work.
It
wrapping
does? Then I must be doing something wrong. Yeah, okay, then I'm doing, you're going to have to show me how to properly wrap my hair. Okay. Now, more women are going the natural look.
Mm-hmm.
They're going, you know, no perm and some are going without color, which unfortunately I can't do that.
Right.
Okay, what would be your recommendations for women who want to go natural? Because it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say you have your hair processed and you want to go natural.
The natural from a relaxer is pretty hard because you're going to lose some hair because that hair is used to being relaxed. So if you don't want to relax it anymore and your hair is maybe shoulder length or up here to the bottom of your ear, you can just start pressing it out. You might lose some hair, but it'll grow gradually, and everything will be okay. As long as you keep getting your trims and your cuts, everything will look great. If your hair is already short, I'd say maybe 2 inches, you might as well just go ahead and cut off the relaxed hair and start anew. You can also try weave or braid or some kind of twist set.
Okay, that's good to know, because I made the transition, and it was, oh, my goodness. I mean, I had this going on and that going on, and I was like, okay. Some of it was straight, and then when the humidity kicked in, you could see the not-so-straight part of it, and, you know. But do you think that, because a lot of people say that natural hair and the non-processed hair is better than the processed hair. It doesn't make a difference as long as you care for it?
It doesn't make a difference as long as you care for it. As long as you get your trims every 2 months. Like if your hair is natural, you still need a trim. Every 2 months is great. When your hair is relaxed, you need a trim basically every relaxer. So it's the same thing. As long as you get it shampooed and conditioned, you treat it right. Just because it's natural, that doesn't mean it doesn't need to be taken care of.
Okay, great. Now, the other thing is, they got these new curl-enhancing conditioners.
Uh-huh.
Where you know, if you have curly hair, you put it on and it defines the curl. Does it work, really?
Some do.
Some do?
Some are false.
Oh, okay.
They're perpetrating the fraud.
Okay.
I know one is Miss Jessie. Like, I really do like Miss Jessie products. But when I do natural hair, I like her products.
Now,
so.
I tried Miss Jessie. Nothing against you, and it dried my hair out.
Okay.
I mean, really dried it out. Mm-hmm. And then I used the Mixed Chick leave-in conditioner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
I tried that one. And that kind of
worked
better for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, well, maybe because I mix, you know, products. When you mix products, do you get the same end result as when you
use some? One product line may not work for you. Like, the entire product line may not work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to mix and match and see what combination works for your hair.
Okay.
Like, I do like the Miss Jessie conditioning, revitalizing conditioner. That really does work. If your hair is natural, you really need a sulfur-free shampoo. Some people don't know that. And just generally, you can shampoo with the sulfur-free also. So
okay, so sulfur-free shampoo for natural hair.
Yeah, it doesn't lather, but it's still going to be clean.
Okay. Now, in addition to that, now, okay, a lot of parents have kids that have the hair process. At what age do you recommend your child or any child to have their hair chemically processed?
I think 8 and older. But also, the age doesn't matter. If the parent isn't going to get their child's hair done when they're supposed to.
Oh, maintenance is the key.
The maintenance is the key, because just because you're doing it at home and just because they sell home kit relaxers doesn't mean you should be.
Oh, okay.
No.
Got it.
You know, just like the parent, the mother, the father come to the salon to get their hair done, the child needs to also. So if you're ready and if you can afford, or if you're ready to maintain the child's hair, that's when you should relax it.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Now, let's get into what you do, okay? Now, you're behind Anita Baker's hair. You know, you've done her hair before. Now, I love Anita Baker's hair. Oh, my goodness. It always looks so perfect.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, how do you create these styles? How do you come up with these different looks and stuff? I mean, I can look in a magazine and see a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me to create it, you're going to look like a boxed-up Barbie doll. How do you do that? I mean, what does it take for you to be able to create the design on your head that you see walking up and down the street?
It depends on the creative mind. Sometimes I can just wake up and say, oh, I have this style. Like, I dreamt about this hairstyle. I dream about hair.
Okay.
So it's sometimes the rest of sleep. But I do dream about hair, and sometimes I'll see a hairstyle, and I say, oh, I can tweak it this way or tweak it that way. And it also depends on the person's face. And everything is not for everyone. So if you want your hair cut like Halle Berry, you have to realize that you're not Halle Berry, and I'm not the person that did her hair, but I will give you a fine, great, pixie haircut that will fit you.
Okay. Now, when you say, because, like, I noticed that there, sometimes they use the razor, and I was told that, not everyone can have their hair razor cut like that,
right.
And I'm just so intrigued in awe of the technique, because, like I said, I tried to trim my daughter's hair one time, and when she went to the hairdresser, the lady said, oh, my God, what happened?
Right.
Because my mom tried to trim it. It looked like a wave in the back.
Right.
So
when did you go to school for cotton tops?
I didn't go to school.
Exactly. That's exactly why you got a wave.
Okay, great. So there are those that should be doing some things, and when stay in your own lane,
yes,
what you're trying to say. Okay, now I told some of my friends that I would stop saying the word okay, but it's just so much part of who I am. It's so difficult, and
it's
I'm from New York. Okay. Now, anyway, moving forward, in regard to the cut, the precision of the cut, the idea, do you sketch some of your styles, or do you just...
No, it's just off the top of your head.
Yes. And when you incorporate color in the mix, I'm like I say, I am just one of those people that see haircuts, and I'm like, well, dang, how did she get that? That is fly.
Right.
I know I couldn't wear it, but it looks good on her.
Right.
And... talk to me. Tell me about the science. Tell me.
There really isn't a science to creativity. Like, there's a foundation from, my education and things like that, but there's no science. Like, if I have a client and she's bolder and she works in a tech parlor or something like that, she's able to do certain colors, maybe pink and blue and all of that, and I'll just say, oh, I have an idea for, to place this color here, color placement, color placement is key with the cut also. And something, but if I have a client that's corporate America, she might want something semi-funky, but, you know, she might just want a regular bumping curl, and that's fine, too. But creative-wise, with the haircut, precision, that's all in education. But my mind just strays sometimes, and I'll just take out the razor and just start chopping away, and it's great.
Well, you love what you do.
I love what I do.
Then that's the key right there.
Yes.
See, I was feeling belabored by cutting my daughter's hair that time.
Right.
So I know not to touch that anymore. That's why I sent her to the professional.
I hear you.
Okay. Now, with braids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that when you get braids in your hair sometimes, constantly braiding your hair or braiding it too tight can cause hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think alopecia, the other salon that we did a show on, you know, gave us the whole technical time for alopecia, and there are different stages of it, correct?
Yes.
Now, would you recommend someone who has processed hair to get their hair braided?
No.
So that
not newly processed.
Okay. You would say that they should have at least, what, a quarter of an inch?
A quarter to a half an inch new growth.
New growth,
yes.
Before they even attempt to put the braids in. Otherwise,
yes.
Because the perm weakens the hair?
The perm, the relaxer.
The relaxer.
It's
not a perm?
No, it's not.
Okay, what's the difference between a perm and a relaxer?
A perm is for Caucasians, or what we would say, Jerry curl.
Okay.
New growth. And a relaxer relaxes the curl. So perm gives a curl. Relaxer relaxes the curl.
Gotcha. Now, with the relaxer, weakens the hair.
Yes.
So, and the braid.
It breaks it down. Yes.
Breaks it down
breaks
as well.
Down. So the braid will snap out the hair. So, or pull out. It depends. You really have to be careful with the braid. Like, you can't put in tight ponytails and things of that nature.
So I'm a ponytail wearing fool.
Sorry.
But I don't have a perm. Mine,
right.
You know, it's
natural.
Natural. But still, that doesn't change the
no.
condition. Constantly pulling it and constantly wearing it the same way all the time.
Hair.
So, for instance, if you wrap your hair, which you're going to show me how to wrap my hair properly.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand if you wrap your hair the same way all the time, eventually you're going to have that little, I call it the Woodstock look. From Snoopy, you know, his hair just because it'll break off in that pattern
sometimes
from constantly.
So I suggest that if you constantly wrap your hair, if you're a CD wearer or wear bob and you have to wrap your hair, 1 week wrap it to the right, the next week wrap it to the left, and then just keep going the opposite direction, then you won't have so much wear and tear.
The other thing that I'm like, I got all these questions because I always mess up when I go home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it'll look good, 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 and I'm walking down the street, dancing and behaving, and the next morning it's like, what happened? And, when you get your hair all curled, I mean, you get all these curls and everything, and it's just curly. Why is it that you cannot achieve that curl at home? And why do they tell you to wrap your hair when you got all the curls?
I don't. If you want curls, then you can't wrap it.
So the wrap just straightens it out.
If you have body and you want curls, then you would need a satin bonnet. If you need a satin bonnet, or you would need some pin curls.
Okay.
Like in your hairstylist, or, you know, can tell you how to pin curl your hair. Or to maintain it. And I suggest a satin pillowcase for everyone. I don't care what your hair looks like. So, I'm sorry, excuse me.
About the curls and the wrap.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, but one of my little helpers here is trying to explain something to me. So, I'm sorry, guys. We're trying to get it done because it's really busy in here and we're going back and forth. Now, hey, everybody, if you have any questions for Lucy, please feel free, call in 347-637-2319. Okay, so just call in, press 1. Please press 1. That way I can see that you're calling in and you can ask your question whenever you feel like it. Now, we're just going to keep moving forward. We're talking about the curl, And, you know, if you have curls, if you leave the salon with curls, in order to maintain and achieve and continue to have those curls, can curl it or roller set it or whatever. Those sponge rollers?
No. I thought they did away with those.
I still see them in the store.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, someone has a question. Hold on, please. Let's see. Hello. Thank you for taking a ride on the Coco Express. How can I help you?
How you doing? I have one question for Lucy.
Yes.
I want to find out. I have natural hair. Now, usually, when I go to the salon and get my hair done, how often after I get my hair done should I wash it? Should I wash it like next week? Should I wash it a month later? Should I wash it 2 weeks? What do you suggest?
Well, do you say
locks? Do you have locks or do you have natural?
I have locks.
He has locks, yes, he has locks.
I would suggest, I'm really not a loctician, but I really would suggest to wait a month, 3 weeks to a month, so your hair can lock and stay in place. Because if your hair hasn't locked yet and you shampoo it and then you shampoo it vigorously, like I know how men do, it will unravel, and it's like you kind of wasted your money to even go to the salon to get it twisted because it just won't look as good. Or you can go back to the salon and get it shampooed, which they won't shampoo it as vigorously.
Does that answer your question?
Totally.
Okay. You have another question, or is that it?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much
thank
for calling
in. Thank you so much, sir.
Anytime. Thank you for everything.
A great one. Now, we weren't discussing locks, but that's also a good place to go as well. And I thank this caller for calling in to mention locks because we didn't mention that at all. As you said, the locking process takes how much time? You know, from the minute you get the lock done before it takes?
About a month.
About a month?
3 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks. So if you do anything with it, like let's just say go swimming 2 weeks afterwards, there's a chance that it won't take.
Yes. Yeah. Especially with the chlorine or the salt water, they'll break it down.
And they'll just have like a little afro.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh. Yeah. I'm not, you know, familiar with lots. I've seen them, and some of them look fancy on guys. Oh, boy. Some of them look real good. But, you know, hey, that's me looking.
Yes.
Now, when we discuss, like, color and relaxers. Okay, I know that there are some people that say you can't do them all at the same time, or if you're going to do it, wait until you have, you know, a week or so. That whole process has confused me, and I've lost hair behind color and going to the wrong colors and whatever the case may be. I've seen my hair on the floor, you know, and I just want to get a proper understanding of best kinds of color, you know, what will cause your hair to break from the color, and so on.
Best time to color with a chemical relaxer, I believe, is 2 to 3 weeks after the relaxer process. And then it would, if that's a permanent. If it's not a permanent, if it's a semi-permanent, you can do it the same day of the relaxer, or if it's a demi-permanent, you can also do that same day of the relaxer.
We have another question. Hold on, please. Hello. Thank you for sticking around the Coco Express.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Stacy from Brooklyn. Hi, Aurelia. Hi, Lucy. I have a question. I use a Dominican conditioner, the silicone mix, but I have a hard time with this funny type of weather we're having, keeping my hair looking shiny. It always looks dry. What do you recommend?
Do you have a color?
No color, no. I just have my natural color, and I have, like, my touch-up in my hair, and it just, by the end of the day, my hair looks so dry and brittle.
Okay, what moisturizer do you use? Do you use a moisturizer?
No, I don't. All I do is I wash and set my hair, And the conditioner I use is called Silicone Mix. It's a Dominican conditioner.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I use.
I think I should use moisturizer.
What type of moisturizer do you recommend? I have a funny type of texture hair. It's, you know, it's a mixture of hair. It's not African-American hair. It's not Spanish hair. It's just a funny type of mixture of hair that doesn't take too well to a lot of African-American products.
Okay.
So my
right.
question, again,
I do African-Americans, Latinas, Caucasians. I use, for polishing, I use Paul Mitchell's Skinny Serum.
Okay.
And as a moisturizer, I use Barry Fletcher's Glow and Grow.
Okay.
So those two products I use. The Glow and Grow, I do use, tend to use on someone's hair that's more curly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can try those two products. Also, I like to use Paul Mitchell's The Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. We have hold on one second, Stacey. We have Violet on the line as well.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I had a client that I was working on, so it makes it a little difficult to pop off.
Okay, were you listening in on the last caller?
No, I didn't hear what was said. I just picked up.
Okay, well, she was talking about she has mixed texture hair, and she's trying to figure out how she can maintain her hair in this weather because the humidity is causing it to just kind of frizz up. And she does have, she doesn't have color in it, but she does have a perm in it.
Oh, so she has it, it's more relaxed. The product I could recommend that I talk about a lot is the Muria, which is made with myrrh and avocado oil. So it helps to seal the cuticle of her. It will seal the cuticle of her hair and hydrate the hair. So it helps to protect against humidity, and it also helps if she does, like, a lot of hot appliances, like curling irons and flat ironing her hair. So if she wraps it, it will help to protect it from the humidity. So the Muria is perfect for that.
Okay, can you just spell that? So that she can write it down,
because
I know, you know.
It's called, it's spelled Myrrhea.
Okay, that's Stacey?
Yes, I have it. But I have another question. I don't like, I steered away from using the curling iron, the flat iron, and I just basically roller set my hair and sit up under the dryer, and afterwards I'll take it out, but I won't. You know, I'll just comb out the curls because I'm more of a bouncy type of person. I really don't like the wrap because maybe I'm doing the wrapping wrong, because to me I see a breakage of where I'm wrapping. Or maybe I'm not, like I said, I'm not doing the wrapping right. I haven't gotten the knack of wrapping the hair yet. So I'm constantly putting the plastic rollers back in my hair every night to keep that bouncy look. I really don't think my facial structure goes for the straight wrap type of hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't wrap it. And I do like the bounce, you know, the bouncy look.
I understand totally. The Muria has three portions to it. It is a shampoo, a deep conditioning mask, and a leave-in. So you can use it at the time when you're washing your hair. So it's more of a treatment-type product. So it helps, again, to maintain the integrity of your hair, but it also helps to protect against the humidity so you don't get that frizz.
Oh,
so
okay.
It is an anti-frizz product. So it's not necessary. If you were using hot appliances, it has the protectants in it so that it does protect your hair from becoming damaged from appliances. But since you're not that candidate, it's perfect because you're still setting your hair, and it will, again, it protects. So you would be the conditioner, the shampoo, the conditioner, and if you want to, you could do the leave-in because it also helps with, you know, again, to build up on itself. It's the myrrh that's going to strengthen and protect the hair, and the avocado that's going to hydrate. So even though you're not an appliance user, it's all good.
Okay.
And it's natural ingredients. So the products that are in there, the essential products are natural.
All right. Can you just spell it again for me, please?
Totally. It's Myrrhea. M-E-A, and it's pronounced Maria. So you can even pronounce it Maria.
Okay. All right, thank you, ladies.
You're good. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Have another caller. Hold on, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Valencia here at 804 Salon. Hi.
Hi. We have Liz.
Here's a question.
I just wanted to say I'm here at 804 Salon, and I wanted to introduce some of the stylists here. I have one. Your name?
Rob.
And Rob, what is it you feel your specialty is?
Short haircuts and weaves are my specialty.
So Rob is a short hair and weave specialist here at 804. Hello?
You're here.
Oh, great. So if you're looking for a short hair and weave specialist, we've got Ron. Okay?
Because I have Violet. So we're going to put you on mute for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Are you putting me on mute or Violet? Are you putting Violet on mute?
Yeah. Okay. Now, Violet, since we have you on the line, my question to you would be, how would we handle the sun, heat, and chlorine in our hair? What are the best things that we could do to protect our hair from these different things, these different elements?
There's a product called, it's called Sun Care by Rene Ferdera. It has, it's made from palm oil and sesame oil, and it has, those two components have natural UV protectants in them, and they hydrate the hair to no end. So it's called Sun Care. It helps to protect the keratin in your hair. It protects against chlorinated water and salt water. For anybody who's going to the beach on vacation, you can use the pre-sun product, spritz your hair with it, and it literally protects the salt from damaging the hair. So it's like, if you want to think of it, it's like sunscreen for the hair. So, and then there's the shampoo and a deep conditioning mask, which my hair's natural and I color, and I use the sun repair mask every week because, again, I want to protect my keratin, and I'm out on, you know, visiting all the salons that I visit. I'm out and, you know, out and about, so it also helps to protect from the sun. So it's like sunscreen for the hair. But it definitely blocks the chlorinated water, and it also helps with salt water.
Great.
So no penetration there. It's an amazing product.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to look that one up because I am always out in the sun. And, you know, other than the sun, what else causes extremely dry hair?
Well, there's a variety of things that we do. For natural hair, because the oils don't get to, you know, to go to the ends of the hair, natural oils, the hair becomes dry. My hair is always dry because of my natural curl pattern. And then if someone relaxes their hair and they're not hydrating, a lot of times women don't tend to think that they need hydration, you know, all the time, once a week, at least once a week. And then also because we're using a lot of appliances on our hair, it dries out the hair. So there's a product called Karate, which is made from shea butter and shea butter oil, which hydrates the hair and protects it also. So, you know, those types of products that really give the hair back its integrity, the Karate butter, the Karate oil, you know, really, really goes back into hydrating and moisturizing the hair. So there's a Karate oil, which actually is the closest thing to our natural oil. So when your hair is very dry, you can spritz it. It's like a pre-treatment before you start shampooing your hair. You spritz it on the hair, work it into the hair, even if it's natural hair. When I say natural, I mean not chemically relaxed. You can use that on. You leave it in for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then you shampoo your hair and use the Karate mask, and you're good to go. It's really hydrating.
Oh, great,
so
great.
It's about hydrating, you know. For us, it's really about really keeping the integrity of the hair and hydrating the hair.
Yes, yeah, because I know that, you know, our hair dries out much easier, much quicker.
Mm-hmm. And you want products that will definitely give you, you know, the benefits that they say they're going to give you. So the Karate that's used in this, and Karate, I say Karate because that's the name for shea butter, but it's natural. So it's pretty hydrating.
Okay, that's good. Now, let's see. For women of color, this is a question that I can pose to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as washing the hair, some people wash their hair. I went to a dermatologist, and he told me that I should wash my hair once every 3 days. I spoke to someone else that said once a week is fine. I spoke to someone else that said once every 2 weeks is fine. What is the recommendation that you will give to women of color or women with mixed hair? What would you recommend as far as washing frequency?
Is that for me? Once a week or twice a week is pretty much a good enough. Shampooing every day is not, it's not great for the hair. So once a week, at least once a week, and then deep conditioning the hair. It goes back to old school. Deep conditioning the hair, using something like the karate, using something like the Maria. You want to use products that are true, and they deliver exactly what they say they're going to deliver to your hair. There are a lot of products out there that say they hydrate, but the karate, for example, there's no sodium chloride. There's no silicones or parabens in the shampoo, so there's no buildup on your hair. So you want to use products that gives you really deliver the integrity. Again, it goes back to that, the integrity of the product and the integrity of the brand. So the hydration is definitely the key. Shampooing, again, once a week or twice a week, you don't have to shampoo. If shampooing every day is going to remove your natural oils. And
yeah,
by the way, the karate that I speak of, like with Renee Furter, a karate shampoo and conditioner, helps not only your hair but your scalp. Because everything that is made is about the integrity of the scalp, because beautiful hair grows from a healthy scalp.
Correct.
Yeah, once a week is great.
Once a week is great?
Yeah, I don't think you have to deep condition it every week, but every other week should be great for you.
Okay, great. So you both kind of agree with that whole process of once a week, decondition, and moisturize.
Yeah, replenish.
Replenish it. Okay, excellent. Now, I know our time is winding down. I would like to ask you, Violet, how would people get in contact with you if they need to get in contact with you in regards to questions about hair?
We do have a website. It's www.reneeferdera.com. But if I don't want to, I can give you my number. They can call you, and I'll give you my number, and then you can have them reach out to me. And I'd be more than happy, trust me, to answer any questions.
Great. So everyone, contact Violet in regards to your hair questions or concerns. You can reach her through me, and you can go to my website, which is www.coexpress.com. It's the CocoExpress.com. So I'm sorry, it's www.coexpress.com. You can Google me. You can Google my name. You can find me easily. It's the Coco Express Show. You'll find it with no problem. Now, as far as Lucy, how would people get in contact with you if they wanted to come to 804, which is, I gave them the address, which you can give it to them again,
which is Salon 804 at 2372 7th Avenue, also Adam St. Powell Jr. Boulevard, New York, New York, 10030, or you can call me at 917-842-5538, 212-690-1212, extension 12.
Okay, great. Now, my time is limited, and Violet, you are working right now, and you just gave us some excellent information and advice, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time out.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to run off because they're waiting for me. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, we're going to go back to Valencia, who's out there with some of the stylists at 804. And let's see, what else is going on?
Hi.
Hi, you back?
I'm back. And I'm here at 80 Salon, and it's pretty busy here. Folks are working like demons. But I just want to, here's a lady working. I'm going to bug her. She's going to be mad. But I just want to get her name and tell you guys what her specialty is. Stylist.
My name is Melissa Cotman. My specialty is short haircuts and hair extensions.
Excellent. Excellent. She gave me this look like, girl, get the heck away from my chair. We're going to move.
Hello?
I've got someone else here. I'm going to interrupt for a second. I'm at 804 Salon. He's a stylist. Lots of fun. He's got a client. She's looking at a hairstyle right now that she's trying to put together. So give me your name and tell me what your specialty is.
My name is Derek, and my specialties are weaving and converting straight hair into. I'm sorry. Hey, can I do that over? I said that so long.
It's okay. Do it again.
Hi, my name is Derek from Salon 804, and my specialties are weaving and doing natural hair, converting it to from straight into curly. I said it wrong.
It's beautiful. They'll come in and they'll know all about it when they see you. Fabulous. One of the things, I'm a client here at 804, and one of the things I love is the atmosphere and the camaraderie of the stylists. It's a lot of fun to be here because everyone seems to enjoy their work and love what they do. And I have someone else here, and every time I see her, I call her Fast Fingers to myself, not to her. But she just works it out here. So I'm going to add to she's going to give you her name and tell you what her specialty is.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Mosley from Salon 804. I specialize in shortcuts and healthy hair. And I'm the owner of Salon 804.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Okay, so we just spoke to the owner of 804 Salon, and her thing is healthy hair and short hair. So
hey.
I think I've covered, you know, the salon, and I love, Lucy is my girl, so I got to tell you, I love Lucy, and I always get great compliments on my hair and lots of questions about where I got my hair done.
Letting you go, kind of wind down because our show is winding down right now and our time is running out. So, Valencia,
okay.
Thank you for the honest
interview,
okay?
Oh, excellent. And I'm signing off from 804 Salon. Bye-bye. Hope I see you here. Bye.
Bye. Everyone, I mean, I have to tell you that I'm here. And like I said, we had to slip away into a little side room to be able to do this interview. Because there's so much activity and bustling going on out there, and some hair is being done. We're going to have a before and after photo for you on the website. So if you can get a chance, it's not gonna, don't go looking for it now because it's not going to be there because she's still in the process of getting her hair done. However, we should have everything uploaded with some video footage as well for you by Monday the latest. So please, by all means, check out thecocoexpress.com or the Coco Express Show. Look to the website, and we'll have something up there for you to look at so you can see and understand why we're here. Now, my understanding also is that Rochelle Mosley, the owner, used to be a model as well, and she graced the cover of the Revlon box or Clairol box.
Yes, the Dark and Lovely box.
Dark and Lovely box. So, you know, we're in here, you know, stuff is happening and stuff. So, you know, we're in a good place, and if you're in Harlem, or in the New York City area, and you want to get your hair done, there are plenty of places that you can go to get your hair done because we have, I guess New York has, just so many gifted and talented people who do hair, and this is one of the spots that you can come to, and you will walk out looking fabulous, okay? So that is my show because my time is pretty much up. I want to thank you, Lucy, so
you're
much
welcome.
For taking the
so
time
much.
Out. I really appreciate this. I would like
thank
to.
You.
You're welcome. I would like to thank Michelle Mosley for letting us use her establishment. I would like to thank Violet Acosta. You provide us with some very good and beneficial styling hair care information. Also, my listeners, thank you all so much for giving me so much support. It's been a year, and I'm going to continue doing this a little bit longer. Love what I do. You guys have a wonderful day, and make it a great day. Thank you, and we're out. If I can find my outro music, okay, guys. Later.
This is our stop for now. So come back soon and hang out with Aurelia Lyle from the Coco Express. See where she goes next. Until then, keep it real.